Here's some more news from the world of science involving surrogate parenting among fish. In Japan, scientists raised salmon that can produce baby trout. Now American scientists are trying to turn the tables using trout to produce baby salmon. It's a development that could save critically endangered fish. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
In 1991, biologists in Idaho collected the last remaining wild Redfish Lake sockeye salmon and put them into hatcheries. Then they started trying to figure out how to restore the wild sockeye. Jeff Heindel, a sockeye expert with the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, says it hasn't gone very well.
Here we're sitting now 16 years after the fact, and we've never really made a step to recover this species. We put eggs back in the environment. We put spawning adults back in the environment. But we haven't done that in the kind of numbers that we need to ever talk about recovering sockeye salmon.
Heindel says the numbers aren't there because there aren't enough sockeye left to make the babies. But the surrogate parenting technique recently developed in Japan could change all that. Last week, a team of scientists in Idaho began injecting sex cells taken from captive sockeye salmon into some local trout that had been sterilized. If all goes well, Joseph Cloud of the University of Idaho says these trout will soon start breeding and producing sockeye salmon.
I could bet on it working. There shouldn't be any surprises. It's just a matter of taking it out of the laboratory and putting it into the practical world.
If what is now known officially as surrogate brood stocking proves to work on a widespread basis, researchers say it could turn out to be a quick way to boost the numbers of endangered fish found all over the world. But why stop there? The man who invented this new approach, Goro Yoshizaki of the Tokyo University of Marine Science and Technology, says it could also be used to beef up wild stocks of commercially important bluefin tuna. He will soon begin injecting tuna sex cells into fish called mackerel that breed fast and can be kept in small cages, which is a very hard thing to do with a tuna that can weigh 1,000 pounds.
We can produce tuna babies in very small fish tanks instead of using huge net cages. So by this way, we can save a lot of space and labor and cost.
Now, some biologists have worried that fish produced by parents of a different species might be deformed or unable to reproduce, but Yoshizaki says his early work with salmon and trout suggests that this will not be a problem.
We confirmed that those rainbow trout can mature normally and they can produce normal offspring.
Conservatives are jumpy anyway. They say money used to chase techno fixes is almost always better spent enforcing fishing regulations and protecting habitat. And even some of the biologists involved say there is still a chance that unexpected side effects could doom the surrogate approach. Penny Swanson, a fisheries biologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, says that's true in part because fish raised in hatcheries can develop all kinds of problems.
Just the captive environment can induce changes in the behavior and the appearance of the animal, which can affect its survival in the wild.
Swanson is one of the scientists working with the Idaho sockeye. She says this work is worth doing because the problems faced by fish are likely to get much worse in the years ahead. To slow that trend, she says we're going to need every tool we can develop. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.